Christians all over Los Angeles walked out in response to the World Can't Wait Drive Out the Bush Regime Day of protest. Or at least they tried to. In numerous instances, students were prevented from leaving campus. Student organizers were harassed and some were even suspended. One student, Giovanni Serrano, was pepper sprayed, arrested, and suspended. He's now under house arrest. His phone is under surveillance, and he was told not to return to the same school. So he joins us today, along with Andy Griggs, a member of the Teachers Union Board of Directors and chair of their Human Rights Committee. And Andy's also a member of CAMS, the Coalition Against Militarism in Our Schools. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Well, Andy, before we jump in there, I have to congratulate you on the teachers' victory and the defeat of the Schwarzenegger propositions in the California special election.
Yeah, it meant a lot to us, Aisha, and this is something that we've been fighting, the attacks on on public education in general and the attacks on teachers and other public employees is something that we're convinced we have to continue to fight no matter what. And I think Schwarzenegger was delivered a very clear message that that we will stand up for our rights and what we believe is right in terms of working for the students and public education.
And I also understand that there's another victory that just happened, that LAUSD policy toward how the military recruiters have access to high school campuses has changed.
Well, as I understand it, the next board meeting, which is next Tuesday, there will be a district-wide policy set up about access due to such wide-ranging response at every high school to the presence of military recruiters. And there are going to be very stringent guidelines that the recruiters will have to follow, which is a first step in the way of trying to make sure that they're telling the truth, that they're not harassing and intimidating students and making offers that they can't really back up.
Well, again, congratulations on some really effective organizing.
Thank you.
Now, there was some organizing that took place on November 2nd on this day of protest, the World Can't Wait walkout day. And Giovanni,
yes.
You were a student at Belmont High School. What was your role in the student walkout?
Well, my role was to try to inform everyone about what's happening and, you know, that, you know, to join us for November 2nd.
And from your experience, how are students feeling about the war and about the Bush administration policies? Are they interested in these issues?
A lot of students may not know, but once you really tell them what's the truth, you know, they start to really get interested in wanting to get involved and trying to make a difference.
And what happened on the day of the walkout that resulted in you getting pepper sprayed and having to transfer?
The day of the walkout, I wasn't there. It was the day before everything that happened to me happened. What I know of the day of the walkout, many students walked out, and they took a stand on November 2nd. And what happened to me the day before? Yes, I was giving out flyers, and the police comes and they just arrest me. For giving out flyers.
Now, just for clarity, was there anything that happened prior to your arrest? Were you disrespectful in any way? Was there any kind of confrontation? Just what made it escalate from, like, you know, from zero to something so extreme?
Well, maybe they saw that students were really getting involved in this, you know, that they were really, you know, wanting to get involved in these walkouts and getting informed. And maybe the school didn't want that.
And what are the charges that were brought against you when you were arrested?
What was that?
What were the charges that were brought against you?
The charges that were against me were resisting arrest and trying to go for the police officer's gun.
And is that what happened?
No. Completely false.
Okay, and why was he trying to arrest you? I mean, I understand that there were charges of resisting arrest, but what was the reason for initiating the arrest?
For initiating?
Yeah, well, were you breaking the law in some way?
I was not doing anything that would give them a reason to come after me. And that's why we're fighting this, because there was no reason for the police to come after me and arrest me and maze me the way that they did.
Now, Andy, if I could ask you to jump in here for a moment, what is LAUSD policy about handing out literature and buttons and the kind of materials that he would have been distributing among youth?
Well, I'm looking right now to see if I have, I had a note about the actual policy. Basically, as I understand it, LAUSD has a policy, although they sent out a memo that stated that you should not, that they shouldn't stop students from leaving the campus. There are certain things in state law in terms of literature, passing out literature, that basically, state and federal law, that basically students' rights do not end once they enter the campus, that they have the right to share literature of a political nature, as long as it does not, what the language, I believe, of the law is, substantially disrupt the school. And so that's basically the student's right, is to pass out literature. And I suppose that substantially disrupt is open to some interpretation, but I know that, as I said, a memo went out from the office of Dan Isaacs to principals stating that they should not stop students from leaving the campus, and in fact that one possible thing would be to accompany them to ensure their safety.
So Giovanni, after you were arrested, then you had to meet with your school officials. What happened then? What did the administration say to you?
Well, after everything, you know, after everything happened, days after, we had a hearing, and they let me know that everything that's happening, you know, my transfer to another school, was because of a action that took place with a police officer, you know, because, you know, what happened, that I got arrested in the school, that was enough reason to, the opportunity transfer is what they call it.
An opportunity transfer?
Yes.
And what does that mean?
I could jump in a little on that. An opportunity transfer is the term used for schools to transfer students from one campus to another if there's been egregious problems with a student. It's also used against teachers, that they can just transfer a teacher from one place to another.
So, Giovanni, forgive me for asking, but have you been, like, have you had a history of problems in school?
No, I have never been known as a problem student. I have been known as a well-behaved student that, you know, that very liked by my peers and very liked by my teachers, too.
When this was taking place at Belmont, did anyone from that school community support you?
The whole school is with me. The whole school knows about me. They know that this is wrong.
Okay, and let me just ask you, what is it? How old are you?
16.
What's it like to be 16 and have something like this happen to you?
It's very scary. It's very scary to have authority really really control you and decide what you do and what you not do. Saying that because of the house arrest that I have, I'm not allowed to go out. I'm allowed to go to school, and that's it.
Well, let me ask you, we're almost out of time. Do you regret the choice that you made?
No. I was giving out flyers. I don't think I was doing anything wrong.
And will you continue to organize?
I will do what I need to do to get the message out there for people to know what's happening in this world.
Okay. And if people want to support you or assist you in any way, how can they do that?
They could reach the phone numbers of World Can Wait.
Uh-huh.
And that would be, let me get that for you.
Okay, and while you're getting that for us, Andy,
yes.
What's the position of UTLA regarding these student walkouts? Will UTLA be supporting Giovanni in any way?
UTLA has a process that has different policies on things. Generally, we don't have a specific policy on this particular walkout, and we almost have to take a different one each time an activity like this in general. We have to be very careful in terms of what we can advocate, not because of the state law. But basically, I could pretty much say that I think certainly the Human Rights Committee and a lot of people within UTLA believe that the treatment of not only Giovanni, but a lot of the other teachers was, a lot of the other students was excessive, and that when we're trying to teach, supposedly creating students who think independently and with a voice of their own, that to treat them this way, I think is outrageous, and that we have to just remember back only not very many years ago, to the Chicano moratorium, where students walked off campus, and it helped change the whole peace movement in against the Vietnam War.
So,
and
Giovanni, do you have that number?
Yes.
It's?
You can reach World Can Wait at 213-804-9670.
That's 213-804-9670. And I know that, Andy, you have an event coming up this weekend.
Right. We hope that actually Giovanni will come and join us. I'm sure he's probably heard about it. Our Students and Educators to Stop the War Conference.
And if people want to find out about it, they can go to www.stopthewarconference.org.
Yeah, it's this Saturday at from 8 to 5:30 at Manual Arts High School.
Right. This is KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 in Santa Barbara. You're listening to The Morning Review. Stay with us.